he makes that perfectly clear. Mm-hmm. So when we say that he's not Yahweh, then we have to say, okay, well, what is he?
As a teacher,
this goes back that he's the Word of God.
One of the first things you're taught in education class is that every student comes in with what they know. And let's think of that as the level of instruction, knowledge they have. Learning is a process of climbing up. It's changing. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard. And every person that comes in has what's called a range of instruction. Some of our ranges, like patience, can be large. We can make major changes, and we can look at them, and we're okay with that. We can jump for the moon. For some of us, our range of instruction is a little bit less. The point being is, as a teacher, you get a bunch of different students coming in. If you teach them at a certain point, if it's above their range, they're going to get to be hostile and frustrated. Why? Because the instruction is just so overwhelming. It's very hard. And for another student, they're sitting back going,
things that belong only to the Father.
This isn't challenging at all. Where is it?
But salvation only comes from the Lord.
But also as a teacher,
when we put that aside,
you have to know the signs or see the signs when someone's confused. Students don't often come up to a teacher all the time. Not every student is willing to raise their hand and say, excuse me, can you go over that again, please? And you have to know the quiet students to be able to go, you know what, I see a change, I want to be willing to go back. Because the teacher, your job is to try and create the ladder, the structure that you get every student up to the point where everybody's at that same plane. Okay? That's your job.
Then we have somebody come in that starts to understand the Shabbat. And they understand that the Messiah is the Word. But they can't get out of their mind.
As they're getting ready for this,
the Trinitarian concept.
I want to talk today about the reality of Yahweh and His Word. I spoke just 2 weeks ago, and I brought up a different perspective in regard of Messiah.
There aren't many people teaching the
And in regard of bringing it up,
as being God Himself, they're teaching.
I saw some nods.
Entity from God.
And you I saw some
together. If you're physically minded.
Excitement. I saw some, that was interesting.
Together, that's why the Catholic
and I saw some uncertainty.
Trinity. Because it's a
and that's okay.
Where God is
because the
Spirit.
Point being is and to teach. Now, we want to get to a point where everybody's going, I'm not so sure about that. Because being a little bit uncomfortable makes us study. But being a lot comfortable, that doesn't make us study at all. And that makes us close down and want to sort of separate and be quiet. Maybe even be hurt a little bit.
The way that we should go, because He's the Word of God.
And
we find it very, very open in the prayer.
Master, what I wanted or I felt led to that, I got an email from someone.
Father,
again, Yahweh and His Word.
Be thy name.
And this was the email.
Come, thy will be done.
Thy will is Yeshua be done divine and the only way the Father?
Uses the same type of
that was the simple email. Now, what's intriguing is this person who emailed me specifically is not someone who's able to be here on a weekly basis. And from what I know, I don't believe they were even here 2 weeks ago. So what that says is that there are some waves going out.
To be the question that's been going out
of confusion and doubt.
Messiah came,
and it's for me to go, you know what? Let's back up a few steps.
All these different religious groups.
Let's just clarify.
Beginning movement right away.
By what the scripture says.
And the reality is that.
And
if we only think of it physically.
To be honest, this is a loaded question.
If we think of Him as the Word of God. That
because my first question is, what do you mean by that? And what do you mean by that? And what do you mean by that?
But when you try to make
your
body, the one that had to go
now,
to the
bathroom, I won't be able to answer all of them.
Mother,
and to be honest, I think I'm going to read like twice. I try to put as many of the verses up here as possible. Because I want us to realize our belief needs to be based on Scripture.
So, while you're questioning,
now, before I even begin, understand that there are two completely different opinions in the camps of Messiah.
In essence, the word of
most believers today.
Right, but only as the word, not the in a word. Not in a physical.
Their foundation of their
nobody's physical
is based on a premise.
So the problem
the whole foundation is they believe Yahweh started something totally new in Matthew. He changed everything. And what they do is they look at the words of Yeshua being taught, and they take them back and go, look, in the older covenant, and they take the newer covenant and they place it over top to understand it. See, they're speaking of Yeshua. And you talk to most believers, and they're going to say, at the beginning of time, Yahweh sat on his throne, and to his right was Messiah, the man who walked this earth.
He is the word.
Now, they get that belief from the reality of what's being taught. Now, again, that belief is based on the premise that we throw out the Old Testament. That we do not follow the law. In that, the foundation is already flawed.
There's a separation that's very, very...
That means we have to then go back and realize that Yahweh started teaching way back in Genesis.
But he was gone.
And go, you know what? Whatever he was teaching in Genesis, he was trying to give us an understanding so when Yeshua spoke it, we can make the connection. He built it up. For example, we're going to celebrate Passover in a few days, and if you thought Passover is just about a man who went to a tree, you would miss out. The tree is significant about the blood on the blood posts in Egypt and that we were set free. But if the physical was not in place,
right. But it wasn't the same.
You would miss it. You would think, you know what? This is all about us getting up and right. Thinking about specifically just, we're going to think about like the reality of a man who went to a tree and had to be nailed to it.
Is going to reign as a
but remember,
physical entity.
Yahweh built it. Genesis to Revelation is one book.
Of time.
It's we have to understand it step by step, line upon line upon line.
White hair and black skin.
Now, that's are we saved by believing in man? This is the slide that really started any confusion. And it became from this verse. You shall not make for yourselves a carved image of any likeness in the heavens above or earth beneath. If we make Yahweh specifically into an earthly form, and I don't care what form, whether you call that Torah scroll, that's Yahweh, and you start worshiping it, bowing it, you've created an image.
Paul never seen that body.
If you pick up your Bible,
no,
you say, this is Yahweh, you've created an image. Every object you create, Star of David, a flag, any image you say, that's Yahweh, you've created an image.
It's going to be
it doesn't matter what it is.
Manifested in the flesh once again as it was
and
throughout the old
this was the very, probably the springboard of doubt and confusion. I brought up Romans and the word became flesh, dwelt among us. How do we define and understand Messiah? Well, we understand number one, how does Yahweh define him?
He's going to come as the Ancient of Days because
that's to me the most important part. How does Yahweh define him?
The word of God and God.
And then, on top of that, how does Yeshua define himself? Because that's what I want to know. Now, to be honest, guys, this is going to take probably, I'm not sure when the end of days is going to be here.
No, of course not.
But pretty close to then, if not further.
We're supposed to.
You have to understand that Messiah is a question mark in all of the Messianic kingdom today. Everybody's grappling with him.
He says,
everybody.
We might know the Father.
John 1, 1 through 5.
Right, but he came so we might
know. Many of us know this by heart.
How do we know the Father? He teaches us.
In the beginning was the Word.
So the Messiah became the living
and the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
So
he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. What do we see? The Word was in the beginning Now notice that it does not say, the verse did not conclude, in the beginning was Yeshua.
When we try to put that in the physical realm, we have a problem because okay. God is a mother now.
Didn't say that.
Can God?
That's how it's taught today. Meaning if you were to take it out, the way it's taught, in the beginning was Yeshua.
If we had a mother, then we have a
and Yeshua was with God, and Yeshua was God. Right?
Okay. That's an old...
That's how it's taught.
Every religion had a mother.
In the believing world.
The mother of God. Okay.
That's not how it is here. The Word was in the beginning. The Word was Elohim and was with Elohim. Now, right here is the most complicated part. I can't even completely teach this to you. Because to be with someone is to be separated from them. I am with you.
I think what happens is that when you become zealous,
but to be them is to be unified with them. So this Word is both a part of Yahweh and yet somehow separated. And it has to be, because guess what? If the Word is going to die, we know Yahweh can't.
It's a dividing issue.
But Yahweh can't die!
Because pretty much
if he did, it's a puppet show. That's what it is! Because Yahweh can't! I mean, whatever pain we have to him is like what? Like a toenail being cut?
So on the tree when he died,
he has all strength and all power!
What was finished? The physical role that he came to do.
Through him all things were made. Very important. Now they're saying that the Word has a significant identity, and they're comparing it to Yeshua. In him was life. Also comparing it back. Now Genesis 1 through 5, he starts off, and Yahweh created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void and dark. Basically, he said it was a bunch of nothingness. And into nothingness...
But there are different Mashiach. Let me just ask you a question.
Then Elohim said, let there be light.
How many planets do we have?
Quite a few.
And there was light.
There possibilities of
Elohim
light
saw light that it was good. And Elohim divided light from the darkness. Right? What he did
so
is he,
God
when he spoke, he created
people,
truth.
And he sent them a Messiah.
And when he saw
and he
the truth, the truth
the
was what?
They would recognize like an
it
alien.
Was good.
Yes. Anything that
you
comes
see, know what? I'm
going to
take the truth. And I'm going to take it from
but
being mixed with all of the
wrong.
Garbage and lies, and I'm going to separate it out.
Angels
truth
aliens.
From
so
lies, light
okay.
from darkness.
Sent here, they come
this is long before
forth,
a sun and a moon
Jacob
and all that.
But when
beautiful
you,
picture.
When you take it and limit
Psalm 119, 105. My word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Then we understand the physical part of them. But what if he came
thy word provides the light, the truth in my life.
Can
it shows me where my feet are taking me, and as I follow after you.
Can Yahweh do that?
You can do anything.
Now, shows me where I stumble
figure
and where I
now
fall.
Yahweh? That's what we're trying to do with the
okay.
Messiah. We're trying to say that
visual representation
is God.
And here's Yahweh. God,
and he makes it clear.
Yahweh created his word.
When you read almost every single letter,
Yahweh spoke his word
the same way, to God
and created the world.
And his
notice the word always comes back to him.
Separation of the two.
When the word comes back, it's completed its task.
Take the physical out of their mind because they
Yahweh sends out his word again.
That God is three people.
Creates man.
He's the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And that's not
Yahweh then.
That's not a concept. That
most incredible
so,
to me.
So what we have
whether
is
you want to say in the Torah right now, where he's sending his word that can live among us, you know, as these two stones
break,
in this beautiful golden ark,
separation between the physical and the
he sends his word,
and that's where
and
the
it becomes flesh.
So when somebody
and that
comes
flesh
in
dwells among us
and brings it up, well, then I
now everything here is under the pretext.
The whole outside church is only praising Jesus.
Of the Word.
That's all they're doing. They're not
that means as we study the Word and Torah and truth from Genesis through Malachi, every one of those times,
like this, okay?
It's setting a precedent to understand
what,
Messiah.
What would make us different?
How many times? And Yahweh spoke a word to this
just
prophet.
Because we have a Jewish
and Yahweh spoke a word to this prophet. Every time
but if all we're doing is the same thing
was given.
The church is doing, then we belong to the
when the angel of the Lord came, it is nothing more than Yahweh's word packaged in a fleshly container for a temporary stance that he can then go, you know what, I'm not sending one of my messengers. They could mess it up.
People over the phone. They're exciting because
I'm going to send my word in a package down there, so I'm meeting with you, and I eliminate mistakes.
If we do it this way, then we're heretics.
Okay. Yahweh's word has come to us over and over and over again.
The whole early movement, they're heretics.
I was called fanatic for Yahweh.
Well, John 1:1-5. I'm just going to read it again. But the beginning was the Word. That means the Word was there at the beginning as Yahweh spoke. Let there be truth.
Okay, and twist the Word of God. Okay.
That did not mean that there was a man standing to the right of Yahweh.
Okay, I just
it meant his word was there, and how incredible his word is.
Yeshua says, all the glory belongs to God.
It made all these things through it.
And I'll teach.
Remember, it says he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Every time Yahweh, and Yahweh said, vroom.
That doesn't mean we don't.
Out of nothing, something materialized. Because Yahweh spoke it. He didn't even have to. We don't see him come down. Excuse me, I need a delivery of supplies. I also need I'm going to need also the blueprints. And no, that was him.
He prays all the time to the Father. Okay.
But spoke. Do you understand how powerful this is?
When a king sends a representative,
the ground you stand on is one minute inch of an entire world, of a universe we cannot even measure, and it was built by someone saying, let there be.
That's how came to me this morning.
Mm-hmm. That's how powerful his word is.
And that example of a king and sending a representative
in him was life.
And if you dishonor the representative
was what?
Of the king, you dishonor
the
king.
Of man, the truth
right.
of man.
So, and this is the same
you might go, well, see, there's a difference.
When the Father,
Deuteronomy 30:15, speaking of his word or truth,
son,
says this.
His son didn't know
see, I set before you today what?
He was sent. I
life
need you to go down
and
there
good. This good is the same word we see in Genesis, and Yahweh made it, and it was
leading them all down
good.
The road. I need you to go down there and show them what my word looks like. So he said, if you see
choose
me,
you
like
today,
see
life and good, death
so
and evil, and I command you today
like
to love Yahweh,
sure?
To walk in his ways and keep his commands.
They're one and the same. A man and his word are identical.
That means his word
so when the king
has the ability
on
to
a
what?
Representative, he comes
give
in the authority
life.
In the name of
and life everlasting.
It says, at the name of Yeshua.
That's what that means.
Of, and the authority of Yeshua.
That life was given to his word long before that word became flesh.
Okay, not in the name, because you got too many.
It was already there.
His name Yeshua, Jesus.
Deuteronomy 28.
We'd have to bow down in front.
And I'm
going to
read
that.
This one.
You know, see, if you take everything
12-13
so literal, then there's a problem. It's like Christianity and the concept that the earth is
sorry Genesis
6,000 years old. Well, come on, you know.
And he dreamed, and behold,
no, it doesn't explain a lot of things.
There were steps. Mm-hmm. That were set in the earth,
well,
and it reached
then,
the top to heaven,
if
and there was
you,
angels, messengers of God who were ascending and descending on it. These
could
steps
the
connected
happened?
The earth
of it could happen.
To the heavens.
That's out of creation.
Now you saw in my picture, what connects
tell us that there was
Yahweh to the earth?
It didn't tell us how to
his word,
got wiped
right?
It didn't tell us what
so,
the mongrel man
what does John 1:51 say? Yeshua, listen to this. Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you will see me, you see heaven open and angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
Whether it be a golden calf or whether it be a picture of
what he's saying is, you know what? After the fact, I'm going to go back and be what I was.
So
messengers are still going to be moving between me from the Father to earth.
Paul never saw him.
And what does Yeshua say? I am the
to him except
way
the that he heard.
Okay. That's the stepping steps
so
we're speaking
when
of. The truth.
It, I'm sure it was.
And the
when you go back to
life.
His brother, James.
Because the word was
Jews,
always those things.
Sat under his feet teaching.
It's always been those
only
things.
Read the last verse of Jude.
And every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is true.
You know, in Gethsemane 3 times again. I don't want to do this.
What about creating a form or a carved image?
This is not something I want to do.
How did Yahweh speak to Moses?
And finally on the tree he said, it's finished. Thank God it's over. I'm going back to get away from all these filthy human beings. Yeah.
He wanted him to hear his voice.
I'm tired of all the filthy human beings.
But the form would be constantly changing in front of him, flickering. But there would be a light and a heat that would be felt. But the bush would not be destroyed. How did Yahweh speak to the children of Israel, Mount Sinai?
Next, if you have any questions, send them to me next. That's going to be the message next week.
The mountain was on fire. And out of the fire, he spoke to the people.
You going to Texas? Okay, so on Monday, you'll turn it on and listen on the...
Deuteronomy 4. I'm going to read this one.
Okay.
Verses 10 to 20. Starting with verse 10. Especially concerning the day you stood before Yahweh your God in Horeb, when Yahweh said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me, to give all the days they live on earth, and they may teach their children. Then you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire in the midst of heaven, and the darkness and the cloud and the thick darkness, and Yahweh spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, the Ten Commandments. He wrote them on two tablets of stone, and Yahweh commanded me at the time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might observe them in the land which you crossed to possess. Take careful heed to yourselves. Basically saying, be careful. For you saw no form. Yahweh spoke to you at Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you act corruptly and make yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of a what or a what? Male or female. Because Yahweh is neither. Yahweh is neither. The mountain burned with fire. This is not the only time Yahweh spoken. When he was at the ark, what was above the ark? A pillar of fire. From this place he spoke. In that ark was the commands, the word. But if I were to hold up two stone tablets, would you go, well, those are Yahweh? No, they're a part of him. They're his words. Yahweh spoke from the fire. No image. It was constantly flickering up and down. They heard the words and saw no form. None. Do not make any form of any figure in a likeness or a male or female. You see, if we just focus on the reality of Yeshua, you will miss out that the word is so... And this is going to sound bad, but the word is bigger than Yeshua. It's far greater than Yeshua. Yeshua was, don't hear me wrong, probably one of the most, at this point, the most powerful move of the word in regard to our eternity. But Yahweh uses his word to save our life every single day. When he speaks forth his mercy. And Yahweh will save us again and again and again. How will he save us? Always the same way. By a powerful word that he declares. Yahweh spoke from the mist to the fire. That's all they could realize, is that's Yahweh. And I can hear His words, even from wherever they were on the mountain. I think Yahweh is speaking more than just out loud. Yahweh is speaking to the very soul. And they heard it. It didn't matter what language they spoke. Yahweh spoke and they heard. The best analogy I can try and come up with, and there are two of them I'll give you, in regard to Yahweh, His Word, and His Spirit, is a metaphor He gives us from the reality of this. If you have a flame, no matter where I put the flame, it will send forth two things from itself out into the void around it that you will know that the fire is there, even if you did not see it. The first thing it will create is light. Without the fire in the room, there will be complete darkness. And by the way, without a fire, you are completely cold. Air, temperature, space, and void, if there is no heat, goes down to an equilibrium of being cold. You have to heat something up to warm it. So if I put a wall here between me and the fire, I would see signs of the light that would shine out in all directions. I would also, even if my back was to it, feel the heat. The same type of heat you feel when someone comes up behind you to tell you something, or you whisper and you feel the heat of their breath on your neck. Same. And so what we have is we have Yahweh in the heavens. And He sends two attributes of Himself that can reach from the Holy of Holies in the heavens and come down and touch us and change our lives. His truth and His breath. Now, think about that idea. Are the light and the heat completely a part of the fire? Yes. But you know what? They are nothing compared to the fire. Yahweh's word is extremely powerful, but it is nothing without the one who spoke it. Because you know what? And I wrote a paper in college. They wanted me to write a paper about how to build something. Because they want to see if I could write a procedure. So I said, how to create the world in 7 days. And I literally studied. And I went through and said, the first day you have to say, let there be light. Let there be light. And then day two, make sure you say this in this sequence. Do this, 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 and this. Day three, do this, 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 and this. Day seven, make sure you rest. Now the disclaimer at the end of the article, the passage of warning. If you are not all powerful and have been living forever, this will be useless. Because it's not the actual formula or the words that bring life. It is the life giver that makes them life. If I am not a trustworthy person, my word counts for what? Zero. But if I keep every promise that I make, my word means what? Great value. Great value. So, back to our question. Is Yeshua divine? The only way to the Father? Yes and no. Yes and no. Is Yeshua the Word? Absolutely. Is the Word the only way to the Father? Yes. Is the Word divine? Absolutely. But is the Word the Father? No. No, the Word is not the Father. It's just not. And again, the real hard part today is this. We are in a movement. It's not like the Catholic Church where every service is the same. If I go to one in... Now the language may change. Because if I go to one in Argentina, and I go to one in Florida, or I go to one in Jordan, or I go to a Catholic church somewhere in South Africa, the words will be different, but the service is the same. This messianic movement is a work of Yahweh. Because it's a work of Yahweh, every synagogue is going to be different. And all of us humans are going to try and grapple with this concept forever. But to be honest, for the person who may believe that Yeshua, the person, divine and only way, the Father, and that's where Yahweh's leading him, blessed be Yahweh. Because that's the student that Yahweh is leading. And that's where they are. And I'm not saying that's behind or in front. I'm saying we all come to Yahweh in different ways. I learned a long time ago, I've known many preachers who don't believe in Torah, who have no idea of Torah. This is not they know and they're doing something different. No. But why do they keep doing what they're doing? It's not the truth from the way I see it. Because in the end, the broader truth, love, does not matter. Notice that when you talk about the greatest attributes, faith, hope, and love. Faith, what you believe in. Hope, what you hold on to. Love, the reality of showing concern for others. Notice that the greatest is not faith. It's not what you believe. It's how you love. You may go to other places and hear, oh, someone teaching on Yeshua a different way. Someone in our place, someone speaking on Yeshua a different way. What you have to do, and even in my teaching today, go back. Check the words. Because you know what? I am accountable to Yahweh. That's my responsibility. And if he takes me on a journey, he's put me in a job where when I go on a journey, I come back and I have to share with you where I went. That's my job. Oh, by the way, when you walk out that way, be careful. There's some snakes on the right. Oh, and on the left, you're going to find this other beast. Be careful. Leaders are meant to go in, explore the land, and come back. But we're still talking about a bunch of human beings who at our heart is trying our best to love Yahweh. That's all we want to do. That's all of us want to do. But in the end, if we're going to have faith, as Rabbi said last week, it must be always given with mercy. Always with mercy. And always based on his word. His word is the only rock I can stand on that when struggles come, I know it's not going to falter and fall away on me. It's the only one. I've had other beliefs. You know what? They were like sand. I was speaking to Noah before because he was reading about Jericho. My beliefs were like Jericho. They were built on sand. My beliefs and my protection was in a theology that was not based on Scripture. It only took Yahweh having people surround me over and over and over. When you walk on sand, you know what happens? Sand starts to shift. Well, if the sand starts shifting, and you built a wall on the sand, what's going to happen to the wall? Your protection? What you believe? What you hold to be true? It all crumbles down, leaving you vulnerable to attack. Our foundation must be in the Word. Mercifully going forward, going, never throwing out what we believe until we're absolutely true by at least two confirmations of it, that it's Yahweh acting in our life, to throw it away. Never quick to throw away. Never quick to accept, but letting Him build the foundation of our faith on Him and on His Word. Father, we come in the midst of all we've talked about, realize in this is sort of the idea of an adoption. Where Yahweh is saying, I'm going to take you from where you are and I'm making you my child. You're going to take on my name. And you're going to bear that name where you go forth as my children in my likeness. Yevarecha Yahweh Vayishmerecha. Ke Yahweh Bendega Itiprotecha. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yar Yahweh panavedecha vihunecha. Ke Yahweh surosh chos bendeser soberti ite otorge subadad. May Yahweh make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yisi Yahweh panavedecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Que Yahweh muestre su rostro resplandecer sobre ti y te conceda su paz. May Yahweh's face turn towards you, towards us, and give us His shalom, His peace. Amen, amen.